Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Michael.
Mark.
How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Extraordinarily well.
Great to hear.
The baby business.
Oh?
It's happening.
Is it?
Baby's getting into business with babies. Well.
You're getting into business.
I've got an issue.
Okay.
If you weren't listening to the podcast last week, you may have missed it, but I'm setting up a baby clothing brand.
So exciting.
And it's happening. Not only is it happening, but I've actually got two partners involved.
Oh, wow.
Things are moving quickly.
Is Rosie one of them?
Rosie is not one of them. She's on the jobs bridge. You don't have to pay her. Milk. Exposure. Nevertheless, one of my partners is a filmmaker.
Wow.
Who runs a very successful production company and ad agency.
Wow, fantastic.
And then the other is incredibly high up in the world of pediatrics.
Oh.
Because I want the legitimate backing. It's all well and good doing having been a comedian, coming up with clothing ideas for kids, but I want there to be like a medical backing because obviously children's clothes are super regulated. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's happening. So I can do the fun things, but I can have somebody else looking after the actual sort of the medical element.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
So it's happening.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell people as it happens rather than waiting to do a big splash.
Love it.
Now, the only issue is this.
Okay.
I have the greatest name of all time.
Go on.
But the jury is out.
Are you going to share it?
Darren says that I can't use it. She's like, you will shoot yourself in the foot. The business won't get off the ground if you do this.
I'll tell you what. Tell me. And we'll beep it. And
I don't want, because I want, if anything, I want to create or instigate a mutiny by the listeners so they support with this name. Are you ready for this?
Okay, come on.
Sugar Tots.
Oh my.
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah. It's incredible.
No, it's not.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Sugar Tots.
It's incredible creative.
A fun clothing brand for kids.
It's incredible creative. You can't.
Can't do it. You just can't do it. Sugar Tots. It rolls off the tongue.
Sugar Tots.
Well, you don't say it like that. You say, welcome to Sugar Tots. So that's the people. Some people think that we can get away with it. Some people don't.
You never cease to amaze me.
Sugar Tots. The other options are Little Loons.
Okay.
Little Loons is cute. Yeah. But then again, can you call people loons?
I think so.
You know, or Dopamini.
Ah.
Because it's happy clothes
for
happy babies.
Love that.
And obviously, if you weren't listening to last week, you might think I'm actually joking. I'm not. No. I'm sick and tired of baby brands and like sort of influencer-y style, generic, like grey, boring, like understated. You know, I don't want baby clothes to fit in with the style of your house. Do you know what I mean?
That's incredible.
I think baby grows and baby clothes should be fun, personality driven, a bit kitsch, and filled with lots of love and light and life and vibrancy and everything that a little baby has to bring to the world. So the idea is, it is happening. It's probably not going to be called Sugar Tots.
I would imagine so.
And my plan is this.
Okay.
I'm going to do like three launches.
Right.
Okay. First tier, I think, will be fruit and veg.
Ah.
And that will be the theme. I think each launch will be a different theme. And I think the first one's going to be like fruit and veg. And then the second one will be like animals. Right. And then the third will be like food. And like the fruit and veg will be like, don't be melancholy. And I'll have a picture of like a happy melon. That's the style I'm going for.
That'd be class.
The designs we've started. And I just want it to be like fun. Just a fun, colourful, a little bit kitsch, light-hearted brand that is also with the pediatrician who I'll reveal the name once I'm allowed and once we're confirmed and firmed up our deal. But I think you have to be really careful with zips and that sort of thing.
Of course, that makes sense.
But we want it to be easy to put on and obviously safe fundamentally. But yeah, that's the plan. So
that's brilliant.
Sugar Tots, no?
I love it.
Okay.
It's a no for me.
Okay, great. Do you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. How about yourself?
Yeah, Darren, I finally persuaded Darren to clean the drawer. Okay, I'm going to say something that is potentially divisive and not in a Piers Morgan way, but women are messier than men.
Totally agree. Totally. And I've had the exact same weekend.
I know this is like bro on a podcast territory, so I need to be careful, but like women fundamentally are messier than men and they are stupider. No. Women are fundamentally messier and, you know, I'm joking. Nevertheless, I have been trying to get, Darren has these two drawers beneath her makeup drawer that is I'm not going to also get into Michael McIntyre woman's drawer territory either, but it is like the electric picnic for slop.
Oh,
it is like the gathering of madness. It is everything and anything. It is, you can't even open the drawer because it's blocked with tubes, serums, all the rest. I finally persuaded her to have a go at it on Saturday. Do you know what the first thing? She just grabs her hand, like a lucky dip.
Mm.
She puts her hand in. Do you know what comes? I swear this is true. Like a claw. You know those claws they have in arcades? I'm actually quite good at them as well. But you know the claws. She puts the hand in. She comes out. 16 iPhone chargers and Rosie's belly button. I swear to God. Whenever you have a baby, they give you this little clip thing in the hospital. Rosie's belly button just floating around with the iPhone 3 charger. She's like, what is this thing? It's like, well, it's not my foreskin, because that's still here. Blowing in the summer wind, we had the fan out, but you know what I mean? Good stuff, good fluff.
Ah, very good.
Do you know what I mean? So, that's what I did for the weekend.
Lovely.
Then I scheduled myself in for the pre-holiday haircut.
Ah, fantastic.
Unbelievably exciting.
Yeah. Are you excited to get away?
Excited to get away, but I'm more excited for the... I feel like, in terms of haircuts, the pre-holiday haircut is up there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If anything, it's potentially number one. Yeah, I'd say pre-holiday. They're top three haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas haircut.
Yes.
Probably number two. Payday haircut, probably number three.
Big time.
Holiday haircut, number one.
Well, you can finally answer the question. You know, like, do you have anything planned?
Do you have any plans? Yeah, yeah. I am actually going on holidays.
You're
That's why
going
we're here.
Holidays. No.
Worst haircuts?
Ooh, a funeral haircut.
Funeral haircut's not a great one.
Not great.
Forced to join the army haircut.
Hey man, can I get like just something messy on top?
Do you know what I mean? G.I. Joe, witness protection haircut, of course, if you've been wrongfully framed for murdering your wife.
Yeah.
Or
you've been flipped.
Flipped?
Yeah, by the state. I've lost. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I feel like witness protection, I'd love to know.
What?
I'd just love to know someone who's done it. I know Gareth O'Toole. Yeah, I do.
Oh no!
Just please, innocent. So pre-holiday haircut, all good. And then, of course, I did the roast last night, and I got a message from somebody asking me, "Will she prank her husband about the sharks?" It has to stop. If you're new to the show, I'm going to finish on this. But basically, we have this guy who. It's the same woman. She messages me every week. No matter what we're doing a roast of, she messages me asking, will I prank her husband? Because I do some prank calls every now and then. And seeing if I will, call him because he's terrified of sharks. How would that even work? Like...
I think at some stage we will just have to...
Do you know what? We should wait for Shark Week.
Oh.
Which, by the way, let's be honest. According to National Geographic, Shark Week is on 52 weeks of... Shark Week... Sharks must do weeks in the way the dog years do dogs. Every week is fucking Shark Week.
I completely...
Every time you turn on the TV because you're sick or you're a comedian and you just turn on... but you know what I mean? You turn on the TV at noon and it's all Shark Week. Today we're going to find... And then it's every time it's like we're going to find this mysterious Megatron shark. Will they find it? No, of course not. Because if Megatron shark existed, right, which is the size of Portugal, it wouldn't be on 11:45 on a Tuesday when I'm supposed to be going for a root canal. Will we find it? And then the camera floats above the sea. Like, you know, whenever they do those Loch Ness
it's just
ones.
Like breaking water.
Yeah, breaking water. And then the mysterious music. You're in Scotland over fucking Thursday. Your production budget was 50p. Oh, that's what I did for the weekend.
Lovely.
Oh, unbelievable update for you.
Go on.
Some of you may know that last week I tried to intervene in my community in Castleknock with a man on the local green because I felt like he was perhaps distressed or perhaps had lost his way and perhaps was of the, shall I say, vintage wherein that could be an issue that required a little bit of assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to him, of course, as everybody knows, and I asked him, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Do
you there?
You there, sir, excuse me. Do you need help? Do you need assistance?" And he's like, "Sorry, I'm just trying to get my 10,000 steps in." So we had that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a good laugh. This DM came through on Saturday morning.
Wow.
"Mark, I've just listened to your mother-in-law podcast. I'm pretty..." Ready for this.
Go on.
"I'm pretty sure that was my dad on the green. He's obsessed with steps. And he also gathers up cans and bottles for the machine. Do you remember I said that he was putting a bag under the bush?"
What a legend.
There's a man who cares about community.
There you go.
So, like, we're like kindred spirits. we should meet up and do a bit of dogging. But he's obsessed with steps and also gathers cans and bottles for the machine all around Castle Nyuk while he's getting the steps before he goes to Mass.
Love it.
Apparently, he hides the bottles somewhere before he goes to the church and picks them up after. My mother is mortified with him going off every morning with his bag for life. And he does know Eugene well. I will be skitty later when I ask him if this was you. Isn't that unbelievable?
That was incredible.
And she subsequently came back to say it was his 82nd birthday on Thursday.
Ah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, pervert. He's not a pervert. No, no, he's not a pervert. We've clearly established that he's not a pervert. Nevertheless, welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Guys, it's so good to be here. It is our favourite time of the week. And thank you so much for making the show what it is today. This is the roast of Loon Siblings. And we're going to have to get into it. But first, in order to get into it, I need you to do one thing. I need you to click follow or subscribe wherever you are listening to your podcast right now. It is, of course, free. It doesn't cost you any money to do, but it really helps the podcast continue to grow and explode in a sort of Hiroshima way that we intend on for the year.
Hopefully not. Hiroshima.
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 It's not Hiroshima.
Nope.
So mispronounced us. Mispronounced us.
You did.
And the phone and the lap. This is a howler now.
You are enough.
So it's say it.
Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Two separate sites.
Yes.
Which was first?
Hiroshima.
Both nuclear?
Yes.
Were they the only two?
Dropped on people, yes. There's been plenty of testing before and after.
Okay. Right. So, the expert fucking... Do you know... what's this? How have I... Damn, I've made such a horlick for this now. What's this? He won the Oscar. Cillian Murphy.
Alan Turing.
No.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. That's what I should have gone for. Fucking Sloppenheimer.
Sloppenheimer, okay.
Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Click follow and let us. Oh, no! No! God.
It's all good.
It wasn't a belly button, it was my foreskin. On Eva. You are very, very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Today, it is the roast of Loon Siblings. And genuinely, potentially my favourite episode this year so far, only because, you know, everybody grows up in their own environment. They think, like, we are uniquely and terminally fucked up.
Mm.
And then you actually hear of other people's things and issues and travails and tragedies and you go, good God, we're very lucky. Barely scratched the surface. So before we get into the voice notes, I just want to read out a couple to you. Firstly, I'm going to start with this one, even though this isn't particularly funny. My little sis moved to Oz 9 months before my wedding, flew back for less than a week, wagon.
Sorry?
You're the loon.
Yeah.
You are the complete loon.
Completely.
Nine months?
Mm.
What do people expect for their wedding?
I would go as far to say if she didn't fly back, it's okay.
It's absolutely okay.
I would
have actually encouraged it, given that that was the personality type of the sister.
Completely.
Not even going to dwell on that, because if the word wedding even crosses my lips on this show anymore, I'm going to die. But there you go. Mark, my older brother has an OnlyFans.
Oh.
My mom found out through the tennis club.
Oh my God.
That is not great. Are OnlyFans very common? Lots of people were replying last night, what's OF? OF stands for OnlyFans, which is just a cam website, really, isn't it?
Well, they market themselves as, like, it's just paid subscription.
Okay, so it's paid subscription video, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And pictures.
Yeah, but it pertains to, like,
it's pornography, it's mostly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
90% of the content.
No,
is porn.
And like they've tried to be like, oh, we have chefs on. You're like, yeah, but it's
good luck. Yeah, the chef is his cockhead. That's not a cucumber. Do you know what I mean? That's not a cucumber he's ramming down the throat of his sous chef.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, what time do you call this? I could barely put the oven on. Come in the cold room.
Oh, I didn't realise we were doing aubergine.
Whoopsie.
We're not. That's my balls. Sorry? Yeah, it's deformed. I've got to go to the hospital after this, so be quick. I'm in with Dr. Mulcahy at noon. Nevertheless, Nagasaki, Aniva, Why am I saying Onibam when I'm doing the thing? old German woman in her 70s used to babysit us. Good stuff. Not relevant that she's German.
Nope.
Depending on the year.
Yeah.
Bro, 23, Jordan, came back from the army and rode her.
Ah.
Good stuff. First port of call when you're out of giving service, of course.
Give service.
I don't know if I can believe this one.
Really?
I just feel like unless you've got like a 100-year war, maybe, how horny would you have to be?
Yeah.
23 years of age, came back from the army, especially, by the way, in Dublin. Okay, so we just got to 7 bus. Do you know what I mean? Came back from the army. Oh, no. Incredible. It was an incredibly long morning of bleep tests. Oh, sorry. Sarge had us doing a few jumping jacks. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I need to get my end away. Good God.
Like, bleep tests just sent me.
It's so true, though. Like,
it's basically just PE.
It is. It's just PE for cunts. No, that's not funny. And support our troops.
Never forget.
Vital work.
Yes.
In the Congo, Lebanon, and very, very further field places, which of course we're aware of. It's just a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Support our troops. We actually do have lots of army listeners. So,
do we?
Yes. Keep up the old belly flops or whatever you're doing. Busy day of orienteering up at HQ. Sarge? Do we really need to call him Sarge? His name's Ronan. Do you know what I mean? This is very much, this isn't even a side hustle. This is like he has more screen time per day than he does time. In the army?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really work. Doesn't really work because we're neutral. Yes. And neutrality is
central. And
that is central to our governing stuff.
There's one thing that we've always said.
Nevertheless, he rode a granny. Grant. Yeah. Great. German granny, good stuff. Did he use his hands?
Ah, yeah. Very good.
Germanic.
Yeah.
So, sister staged a robbery in our house years ago.
Okay.
She was sick of my mom leaving door unlocked.
Oh.
I think that's genius.
Yeah, I kind of love it.
We sort of need to know the details of the robbery, though. If she's taking a 3-iron and hitting her in the back of the skull with it, it's too far, Susan. You know what I mean?
Full tiger kidnapping.
She's got the size 8 Doc Martens and she's just stamping on her chin going, bitch! Like, then it's way too much.
Yeah. Where if, like, the crockery went missing for an hour, that's
yeah,
okay.
If she's just rustled up a few, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's good, though.
Yeah. I'm all for a bit of, I suppose, exposing.
Teaching a lesson like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, last but not least, then we're getting to the voice notes, right?
Right, okay.
Sister walked into my apartment during Zoom job interview.
Right.
Shouts out, "Where are you, big flaps?" It's just insane to me that your name for your sister is about her vaginal lips, like. Big or otherwise.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The adjective of the lip to describe the fanny lip is the horse face fanny lip, as it were, is irrelevant. It's the fact that you're greeting.
That's the starting point.
If I was to greet either of my two sisters with, what was it? How are you getting on? Big flaps.
Big flaps, yeah.
My mum would deck me.
Rightly so.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully
Darren so. Would divorce me and my mum would deck me.
I'd deck you.
It's just completely...
You can't be doing that.
Big flaps. Letting herself into... What is this? She's like Joey Tribbiani, just letting herself into the sister's apartment, swigging from a 3-litre can of milk.
Oh,
Americans with their milk, by the way. Grow up. These massive drums of milk.
Half an udder. Like,
do you just, know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just everything with Americans. And then it's like, oh, is that milk? Yeah, it's like 3% milk. The rest is like Dr. Semen. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, lovely.
No wonder my rap career didn't work.
Dr. Semen.
Who's going to give that a... He's a demon. Dr. Semen. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
nice.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
So
rap.
Rap music is cool. What day are you on now? Nevertheless. It doesn't even make sense. Let's play some voice notes.
Let's do it.
So I've got two younger brothers, and when they get on, they're dangerous, and when they don't get on, they're dangerous together. So one of my youngest brothers, he got a car recently, years ago, and himself and my other brother decided to have a game of chicken on the road. And because they're both stubborn and don't want to be seen as weak, one stood out in the road, one came down on the car, one thought the other was going to chicken out, but they didn't. So he hit my brother, send him up in the air, flying. And then they realised the error of their ways, panicked because he was all kind of thought that he broke a rib. Went into A&E and said, he was in an accident and the other driver went away. But the doctors were like, oh, we have to ring the guards, that, you know, that's really dangerous and serious. So they ended up having to kind of come clean. So they're more dangerous when they get on together.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Brotherly love.
Brotherly love, hit and run, lying to the authorities, and then eventually coming clean.
Wasting police time.
Wasting police time, which is a felony.
Yes. Lock them up.
Lock them up, throw away the key, bring back the death penalty, and slaughter them. No?
Publicly.
Have you ever been close to hit by a car?
My cousin actually did hit me with a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Down in the Shannon Estuary?
Actually, yes, down in Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Killaloo?
No, Killaloo.
Naming places.
Yeah.
Go on, what happened?
He did that thing.
Much damage to the car? Brilliant. Classic. Lads. Sorry.
No. There was a few occasions, but the worst one was where he did that thing where, you know, you drive off as someone's trying to get into the car, and I ran alongside and he decided to jam on the brakes and I went over the front door and I actually hit the wheel, like my head hit off the wheel. So that was pretty bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But he's also hit me with his car, like mess.
What's he do for work, as a matter of interest?
He's a stunt
driver. How many episodes of The Chase is he hurtling through every day?
No word of a lie. He's actually a stunt driver.
He's a stunt driver. Well, he's not a very fucking good one, is he? What did he last do? Senna. Do you know what I mean? No, like, when he's not loading the guns for Alec Baldwin, do you know what I mean? Who is this guy? What film sets is this guy working on?
He turned 30 and he was like, I've decided I want to be a stuntman.
Used to do an architect. He was an architect. Was he? Yeah, okay. Started off as an architect. First up, did the stadium design in Qatar. So that worked out well. He was head of scaffolding safety in for the Qatar World Cup. That went down well. Do you know what I mean? Then he went off. Like, it's just completely insane.
Yeah, he's hit me with his car multiple times.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I'm crying now.
I just love the fact that there's like such a stubbornness sometimes of people that even though they know something is going the wrong way, they will stick to it. I was saying this to my brother-in-law. We were flying back from Ibiza a couple of weeks ago. The queue, right, to fly home, the queue for priority was like very long.
Yeah.
The queue for non-priority was completely empty.
Okay.
So we just obviously move from priority into non-priority.
Naturally.
People are looking at us like we're mental. I'm like, you are so determined to like maintain this like illusion of a red rope.
Yeah.
The illusion of superiority, the illusion of luxury, the illusion of something. Better. You said superior. You've done it. You've made the thing. Like that they're willing to just be late.
Yeah.
So the reason why you purchased priority is to board the plane quicker and to have somewhere for your bags, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And you have the option, but you're refusing to do it because, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's status.
It makes, that's it. The perception of status.
Completely.
It's completely insane.
No, completely agree.
So, there you go.
So.
Play another voice now, please. What are you going to say? You gonna say something funny? Do you have a little joke ready?
No.
You look like you have a joke.
Oh,
you can do jokes. It's a funny podcast.
Thanks, Mark. I'm okay.
Okay, let's go.
My family went to France to a key camp holiday. If you don't know what that is, it's basically a glorified caravan park. I can't quite recall why, but my sister got into an argument with my parents and she stormed off into our shared room. Little did we know at the time, she'd actually decided to run away and join a new family, so she jumped out the window. After an hour or so, my parents thought she's being very quiet in there and went to go have a look for her when I checked her dangling by her top out the window. She had been caught and decided to quietly dangle for about an hour instead of calling for help because she was absolutely fist.
Absolutely incredible. I love the stubbornness.
That's you.
That is me. That is me as a 6-year-old girl. Cool. I guess we're just hanging here. Brilliant. This is our life now.
Yeah.
That is incredible. I'm surprised though that was her response.
How so?
Well, you usually like a bare knuckle boxing match of some. No?
No.
No. I don't know. I've seen enough YouTube at this stage to arrive at that assumption.
There's a few call-out videos.
Yeah. No. Nevertheless, yeah, unbelievable. Hanging there with a little Barbie t-shirt tag or something is unbelievable. I remember we used to put my little sister into a dressing gown and hang her from the back of the door, as in on her collar.
Yeah.
I mean, just, and she was just stuck up against the thing. Yeah. We forgot about it once. We went to Where was it?
Keep
I think
Rock.
It was Lisbon. Dubrovnik for 10 days. Rest in peace. No. Let's just go. This is too messy for me.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. I'm the youngest of four kids with three older brothers, which are significantly older than me. They're between 13 and 7 years older than me. And when I was about five or six, when my parents went to the pub, my evil trio of older brothers said that my parents had died in a car. They're between 13 and 7 years older than me. And when I was about five or six, when my parents went to the pub, my evil trio of older brothers said that my parents had died in a car crash, and obviously I was inconsolable. But to my great surprise, my parents walked through the door and one of my older brothers leaned over and whispered into my ear, "That's not Mom and Dad. That's their ghosts coming to take you to the other side." And I became even more inconsolable, and my poor parents couldn't come near me because I was running away from them. And that's one of just many of the stories of my crazy older brothers. My mother told them that they weren't allowed to physically abuse me, so psychological war.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
That is the most brotherly thing. It's very good.
It's incredible.
The doubling down.
Yeah.
No. That they're actually ghosts. Do you know what I mean? It's phenomenal.
I love it. Honestly, like,
It's so sad. But it's phenomenal. I got this one yesterday that I wanted to read out.
Okay.
It's actually just the most heartbreaking thing ever. Like, when I was about three, I had a favourite teddy that was a big, fluffy, yellow chick that I brought absolutely everywhere.
Okay.
On holidays, on motorway, in back of car, my older sister convinced me that if I let the teddy out the window and held his wing, it would fly.
No.
She then told me that if I let go of his wing for just a second, he would fly all by himself. Given that I believed every word she said, I let go. And needless to say, I never saw the teddy again and was absolutely devastated. Wow. I'm absolutely devastated.
Wow.
That is the...
Wow.
The brilliance of the thinking, the boredom, it's an alleviator for boredom. That's all you want to do. You terrorise your younger siblings just to get rid of the old boredom in the back of the car. And that is just the sadness I cannot imagine. I can't imagine little Rosie's face, even at 8 months, to do something like that to her. It's just...
I think those siblings can bring out, like, a level of evil.
Yeah.
Like, as a child, there's no way you would think about that unless it's towards your sister.
Yeah, and you'd never enact anything as evil to anybody else.
No.
There must be some science there behind 100%. Why we're capable of being... As kids, to be that cruel to, you know,
like,
people.
That's so sinister.
That's genius, though. It's absolutely genius. Okay, let's go.
Hi, Mark. So my loon sibling story is my newly acquired sister-in-law. Got married a couple of months ago, behaved very strangely in the lead up to the wedding, had her big day, walked down the aisle on the day, wasn't a bridesmaid, but had a ball gown on, shouted across over us when we were making speeches, was knocking on my bedroom door all day, had an argument with us over a song, etc. Anyway, the following day, family, kind of day two get together, announced that she had booked the venue that we just got married at the day before for her vow renewal in a couple of months' time. So at that point, she'd been married for 4 years. Vow renewal is coming up now in the next couple of weeks. Same venue, same DJ, same decor company. Yeah, just crazy stuff. I don't have anything else to say. Just madness.
She's out there getting a vow renewal after 4 years.
Yeah.
That seems a bit mental. Can people just fucking get married?
and just move
fuck
on.
Off.
I agree. The
two jobs in life. Mm-hmm. Well, no, loads of jobs. But like, can people just get married and let that be it?
I couldn't agree more.
I do not understand. I social media has to be to blame. And I don't know if it's like finding value in a post-COVID world. I don't know what it is. But the desire for people to create massive, every moment has to be this big moment, right? Mm. Like, people can't just have a day and enjoy it and move on. It has to be, so like, and I think it's a problem because then you get married and that's not enough. Right, well, we need to, that was good, but now what can we do now? No, it's over. Now you're married. Now just be married. Enjoy being married.
But I think that's why weddings are so special, because they are that one moment. Like, if you're renewing your vows every 5 years, like, what are they? They don't really mean anything.
Well, I feel like, I do, I would like to know, and this is, I've no understanding or knowledge or insight into this couple, so it's not suggesting or projecting anything around them, but like, I'd love to know what the divorce rates are going to be like for our generation.
Mm.
And I know that they were like, oh, 50% classically, that was the sort of anecdote growing up about American marriages, but I wonder now what it's like, because sure, like, I don't know, I just think that that's cracked. And it's also like, yeah, your 4 year vow renewal has got nothing in relation to somebody's wedding. I also just am a huge believer of like, let people have their day.
Completely.
Let people have their day entirely without it being in any way about you. Just shut up for one day. Just do whatever is asked of you and just that.
Yeah.
It, like, I talk about it a lot, but people that have to put, quote unquote, their own spin on like the outfits or whatever, just fuck off. Just wear what, if the dress code is this, just go as that.
Yeah.
Oh, but my style, I don't care. Nobody cares about your style because, weirdly enough, it's not about you.
Your political, religious, civil beliefs, like, just park them.
Set it all aside. For the person. And also, if you were that firm in your beliefs and your motives in life, it shouldn't bother you. Like, I saw this Irish lad out in Australia and he's like, you know, 37, society wants me to have a baby and kids, but I'm just here in my life. I can do whatever I want. I can get up in the morning, I can blah, blah, blah. Like, cool. And that's true. Why are you making a video about it?
Completely.
If you were so happy with your life, by the way, whether he's talking about marriage or the price of a pint of milk, it's irrelevant. Mm. If you are so sure of yourself in your beliefs, in the way that you want to live your life, why are you making a video around this?
Couldn't agree more.
Like, there's another clown who regularly does these videos where he slags people about their social media use. Mm. And then he uses paid spend. He sponsors his own videos because he's trying to grow a following. You're a fraud. I'm not saying that using social media is good or it's bad. That's all irrelevant. But it's this whole,
it's the fakery.
Oh, man. Sitting in your car, but like, I can do this. Cool. You can't go for your coffee then, rather than sitting in your car by yourself judging married couples. Like, it doesn't matter. Just let people fucking do whatever they want to do to find a bit of value and peace.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hi, Mark. Love the pod. My eldest brother lives in the States. And when he comes home to visit, he stays at my mom and he makes my mom sleep in the single bed in the box room and he takes her king size bed in her bedroom because he finds the single bed too squashy for him. And she defends this down to the ground and says she's happy to do it because she wants him to get his good rest.
That's genuinely, you know the way we have people who win the roast?
Yeah, yeah.
He loses. All day he loses. How could you be willing to, sorry, so embarrassing to even like act like that in any capacity with anybody. Mm. Your own mother.
It's piggery of the highest order.
I feel like that is intervention worthy.
If that was happening in my family, there is like I would have a white hot rage. Like, there's no way. I'd actually nearly be more likely to like fall out with someone for life over that than like something really serious.
Like what?
I don't know, like,
okay, so he shags Kate.
Ah, brilliant.
On the squashy mattress. So you'd prefer him to make love to
not
your
on
wife.
The mattress.
You'd prefer him to make sweet, aggressive love to your wife.
Sweet, aggressive love.
Two things can be true at the same time.
I'm just trying to like defer from anything. Pick.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. You're an embarrassing mate. And I'm, that must be incredibly hard for a sibling to sit back and do nothing. Because it's so, sibling relationships are so complex.
They are.
And yeah, every sibling has had a different childhood. Like an entirely different childhood.
Complete.
But I think some siblings don't realise that. They're like, sure, things were like this. You're going, for you.
Yeah, for you.
You know?
Yeah, very different experience.
Okay, on y va.
Oh gosh, that one was nothing. So we were having a few drinks one night around my sister's and she decided to go to bed early and I wasn't quite ready for the party to end. So out of immaturity and boredom, I swapped her sugar for salt and all the salt for sugar. And that wasn't even the worst of it. I then actually put cling film over a toilet seat, really, really taut, and put the seat back down. So she had salty coffee in the morning and piss all over her, to put it in the nicest way possible. But yeah, good morning. Happy to remain. And as for the voice changer, I mean, although I identify as female, I do have the voice of a 50-year-old man named Barry that smokes 80 cigarettes a day. So if you want to change my voice, feel free. But I'm quite happy to remain known. My sisters know what a lunatic I am. It's something I'm quite proud of. It adds to my character. But if it's something you need to do, then go ahead. But you don't need my permission.
Thank you, Baz. good stuff. By the way, welcome to all of the... We've got some more international listeners joining the show late. We can see on the... We have like a heat map of listens. And England and Wales.
Let's
so
go.
Lots more listeners there. Guys, you're very welcome. And to this person, good God. Good God. I mean, when you said that you were at a party and then you didn't want the party to end and you went to the afters and you started swapping stuff with sugar, I was getting very scared.
Yeah.
Because usually there is nothing worse than expecting something to see that it's to discover it's sugar. But like, yeah, amazing. And then the cling film across the loo was just fiendish. Go on.
No, that's like the highest order of hijinks. Like, that's real, like, kind of, you know, Home Alone.
That's Mr. Belding pranks. Yeah. Like, Saved by the Bell, full-blown terrorising people's arses.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
It's not what you said. Sorry, the coffee is just here. I've been drunk and it's not. Amazing.
Yeah.
So, well done. Welcome to the Weekly Roast.
I have to appreciate a self-confessed and, you know, self-accepting loon.
That's it. Look. We're loons. I'm a complete loon. Buy my book. I'm a complete loon. But it's to be aware of being a loon. That's fine. The worst type of loon is somebody that thinks that the world is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the one voice of reason, even though all of their actions continuously present problems. And the lack of self-awareness. Lack of self-awareness. Tightness and a lack of self-awareness, the two ugliest traits in a human.
Couldn't agree more.
And an unwillingness to apologise. And being called Niall.
Ah.
So, Oniva, let's go.
So my sister, who was 11 years older than me, when I was around 4 or 5 maybe, used to go outside my window at night and pretend to be the man with the bag who would come and take me and my brother if we didn't go to sleep. She would just like gently tap on the window and put on a voice to say to go to bed. My parents also did it on the regular. They started it. And when they couldn't be bothered to go out and do it, she did. And we never copped it until very late in life. God, it was them.
That came in from Lisa McCann there. So. No approval given from her parents, Kate and Jerry. I mean, good God. The whole family being in on it.
Smell the car.
No, but like, do you know what I mean? That is completely outrageous.
But also traumatising your kids just so they go asleep.
I was terrified of that sort of... It was the unknown.
Yeah.
That's probably what scares me the most now still. Fears have never changed. They look different, but they're all rooted in the same thing. Uncertainty and the unknown.
But to leverage those against your children, I think is pretty messed up. Like, that's
not fair at all.
I feel like 80s, 90s parents personified of just like, you know... This really dangerous thing going to happen if you don't do exactly what I want.
Yeah, like if Rosie's crying, I will take like, you know, Darren is this like 15 foot high stack of magazines where she's appeared in the cover of, right? And if Rosie's crying, I will take the front and just hold it in front of her face and just go, eee! So she thinks it's Darren, and then I'll just take a flame to it and watch it burn and let the ash fall over the floor. She doesn't put her to sleep. The program goes off. Darren says, not again, sobbing into her dressing gown, going, I can't believe I've married this.
You came to that far too easily. You didn't break a fucking sweat there. Okay.
hi, Mark. I have lots of siblings who are loony, but the most recent loony episode, I suppose, was me and two of my sisters went on a holiday. Now, I'm talking mini break. I'm talking super mini break. I'm talking 2 days in the sun. And there was no fucking sun. But we went and we didn't invite one of my other sisters. And now that sister won't speak to us. But she lives in America. So, I mean, our reasoning for not saying it to her, we thought was quite valid. But to her, it is not. But like, no messages. She won't respond to us if we send her things. It's all like, it's just mad.
Okay. I need to be careful here, but I sort of understand where the sister in America is coming from.
I feel the same way, and I kind of had the same hesitation.
Her three sisters arrange a holiday, albeit for a couple of nights.
Yeah.
And albeit in a different continent, I don't think it's necessarily up to you guys to decide not to include her on the grounds that you're making the decision for her. You're saying no because you live in America. It's like, yeah, but that's sort of up to her, isn't it?
Totally.
Do you know?
We know, we can almost say for a fact as well, because every family dynamic and group and whatever.
Well, that's it.
But they almost definitely have something like a WhatsApp group together. It's not, you know, like, in days gone by, you might have to write or have a phone call. You can just say, hey, we're going here in 2 months' time, you know, options there if you want it.
Now, I suppose the thing is, every family is different, and there'd be some families like I wouldn't go on holidays with my siblings, for instance. Mm. Like, it wouldn't come up that we would do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's just the way that it is.
That's okay.
You know?
You have your own lives, yeah.
So, it wouldn't, yeah. But I suppose if it's the way that she's saying it, the other sister seems to think that that would be something that she would join. And I suppose from her reaction, I'm like, yeah, well, you're not making it out like it's completely mental that she would be there, you know? I also find it really difficult with Irish, like the Irish tendency to not talk about things means that something like that can be happening in a family. Everybody else peripheral, like around that, will just not acknowledge it.
Yes.
Everybody knows what's going on. There'll be like a christening in the years down the line when they're all there and they just stay at the other side of the bar. They don't talk and everybody knows, but nobody ever addresses it. And it's like the amount of times you could just go, guys, can we all just sit down and go, this is fucking mental. What's the problem here? Why did you do that? You know what I mean?
Completely agree.
And that for me is like, I'm vehemently opposed to like keeping things in and not discussing things because that destroys families and it erodes families is the Irish. Just say nothing and things will even out. No, say nothing and we'll just slowly and surely grow apart and then have this weird, taciturn 1940s-esque fucking relationship until we die. And then we'll cry and say, oh, weren't we great all along? No, because you know what I mean? It actually really enrages me. Yeah. But this is a comedy podcast, so we have to talk about funny things.
Okay.
Remember, like somebody said in a DM, stop talking about serious things. There are serious podcasts for that. Cool. Now I know why he divorced you. My brother is 10 years older than me. When I was around 7, he was 17. He had to babysit me around Halloween. He put on a most haunted episode and pretended he was possessed by the devil. Classic. That is classic brother gag stuff. Another time he minded me, he told me that my mom and dad had run away and it was just the two of us left.
Oh my
devastation.
God.
And then he pretended to fall down the stairs and acted like he was dead. This guy is a man after my own heart. I love this man. It's the never ending insult to injury. Oh, by the way, you've no parents. Oh no. Oh, just gonna go upstairs. It's like he's just not getting enough. I absolutely adore it. I absolutely adore that. Mm. My older brother went sleepwalking all the time.
Oh.
Could sometimes walk past you in the kitchen and back up to bed. Apparently that happens. Do we have any sleepwalkers listening? Let me know if so. We should do an episode on sleepwalking.
Yes.
Get in touch if you're a sleepwalker or if you know sleepwalkers. Or if, yeah.
He should sleep.
If he shared a room with our younger brother. One night, age 19 at the time, woke my younger brother up, 11 at the time, by declaring he was going for a leak. They always seem to pee when they do it. And then stepped out the bedroom window into thin air.
Oh my God.
Came in from no, younger, no. 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 Younger brother. Younger bro woke everyone up screaming, older bro somehow broke downstairs kitchen window in the fall, got up off the ground with glass everywhere, us all around him distraught, and just said, "What are you all looking at?" and went back up to bed. The next morning, off to A&E when he woke up, had very badly broken arm. Arm was under his head when he hit the ground. Can never understand how he didn't wake at the time or break his neck. Madness. Sorry. She's sitting back up to bed, are you, yeah. Niall? Do you know what I mean?
Just floppy arm.
Bananas, beninis. Get the guy to an ambulanceini. Do you know what I mean? He needs to be seen-y. It's completely insane.
Is there not that thing, though, you can't wake up someone if they're sleepwalking?
What is that? Oh, if you wake up a sleeping person sleeping walking, it's 1,000 years of ill luck. Shut up. You're waking somebody from being asleep. No, they'll give a heart attack. They will not have a heart attack. Where did you read? Did you get that on MSN Messenger on a fucking email? Was that like a footnote on the email of, if you don't forward this chain email to 77 contacts, a girl is going to appear in your bed? By the way, when I was 14, that would have been unreal.
Amazing.
Don't send this email and a girl will appear at the end of my bed. Brilliant. I'll do nothing. What time can she call over? Oh, she'll have really long hair. Even better, she'll be in a nightdress. Where do I fucking sign? Like... Would you know? Let's go. No, let's go. Let's go.
Hi, American Mystery Make. I'm sending my story about loon siblings. And in this case, I am the loon sibling. I would like to add, I was only about 4 or 5 at the time when this happened. So it was in the summertime in the 90s and my dad was cutting the garden. And at the time, like I said, it was the 90s. He didn't have a petrol can. So he had stored the petrol in a Coca-Cola bottle. The big 2 litre one, and had obviously left it at the side while he was doing the garden, but got distracted talking to a neighbour, and I took the bottle of Coke, filled up cups and gave them to my brother and sister, who proceeded to drink them. When obviously the adults realised the situation, we were all rushed to hospital. We were given milk on the way to try and neutralise it. Now, the hospital was 40 minutes of a drive, so you can imagine the sheer panic in my poor mother, who was also 8 months pregnant at the time. We got to hospital, we were all checked over, we had to go to an x-ray room, and my mum gave out about that because she had to wear a big gown, and obviously the 8 months pregnant was not ideal. And also, at the time, my mother said, obviously back then, we didn't have as many nationalities and different people in our country, and when a black doctor walked in, the three of us freaked out and started screaming and bawling. But she said, she said she was fit to kill me, but obviously I was only a small child. I didn't mean to do what I did. And thank God, all of us were fine. FYI, I didn't drink the petrol either. And I'd like to add as well, we are friends now. And we've obviously done something as siblings, and we didn't mean to do something like to that extent. My sister's going to be listening to this pod as well, and they're actually going to be laughing when they hear the story, because they'll know straight away it was me. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Lot to get through there.
Tour de force.
Poisoning the siblings. Rampant 90s xenophobia. I know, that's, to be fair, they were children, they had no idea, and it's probably just exposure to something that different. They didn't see, something different. They do the same with anybody. I think you can't look at that as if it's, you know, as if it's sinister. And obviously her mother quickly was fit to kill them, and rightfully so. Amazing. I mean,
just the lawless of the entire, like...
Were the 90s... people who act like the 90s were just this, like, the halcyon era of Ireland, back when petrol canisters were just, you know, stored in Coke bottles.
Yes, of course.
Do you remember the... Were you too young? Do you remember the Coca-Cola? Oh, lads, who remembers this? Nothing like a bit of nostalgia content.
Oh.
The Coke bottle watches.
Oh, yeah.
If you collected the labels.
Yeah, of course.
And it was during, I actually think it was during a World Cup summer. It could have been 2002. No, it wasn't. And you had to get all these labels. I remember the Cokes were always left out the front in these huge, big pallets outside the front of my garage. And all these rats would go down and they'd take them off. They wouldn't even buy the Coke.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. Here's one for you.
Go on.
This is a completely... a probo of nothing. I'm really not a fan of the ongoing exploitation of Katie Price that seems to be happening across multiple media platforms at the moment.
Okay.
Because I think it's very clear that it's somebody who has openly spoken about serious struggles and is clearly at the same time still in the middle of some of those struggles.
Mm.
And I just find it very disappointing to see some people under the idea that they are platforming her story, which most people know and is available for consuming if you need to read it. And I think that there will come a time when all of a sudden they will regret it. And I just feel like, have we fucking not learned anything? And I despise the media so much. And for their, I will never take fucking nonsense advice or like pressure from some spoofer as to what to care about whenever I see the way that they treat people who are clearly going through stuff, like very serious stuff that could have dire consequences, only for them to come out and then go, what do we do now? How do we get people help when they need us? You don't fucking ridicule them. You don't hold, and not even ridicule, but you don't hold them up where you know that they're going to be judged and add fuel to the fire.
Is that not the machine though? Rinse and repeat? Like,
it is, yeah. But I just find it disappointing. So that's my soapbox moment for the show.
No, fair play. Well said.
Okay, play me one more. Let's have one more laugh.
I have a good one for you.
Okay, this better be bloody good now.
It's really good.
Before we go home, because the coffee's hitting. Rather than going insane today, I'm going serious.
Oh.
My mood is dropping.
Okay.
Well, do you know why? It's because I had to take Ritalin today. My usually ADHD drug is Concerta.
Okay.
And I ran out today. So I have like an emergency supply of Ritalin to take on a day like today.
Fair play.
And it's, yeah, I think it's like wearing off.
Okay.
Because it releases quickly. So I'm really like hyper in the morning and then now it's wearing off. So I'm becoming sentimental.
Okay.
Earnest, reflective, to a fault.
We like this, Mark.
Sorry?
Show them who you really are.
I can't think of a joke. And I hate that.
You're lovely.
Let's go. Shut up. Let's go. Shut the fuck up.
But we were on holidays last year. My brother has MS. Now he's 54. Great. Absolute great crack. But he's in a wheelchair. He has been in a wheelchair for maybe the last 10 years. So, you know, the way all these judgy duties to be looking at you with the big pity eyes and like, you know, thinking like he's a fucking leper. My other brother was rolling him down to the pool one day and he was like, fuck this. And he just said, as a talk of his lungs, he's like, I'm sick to fucking tell you. I pushed him into the pool.
Oh my God.
Now, he's a very good swimmer. We know this, but the other people didn't know this and their mouths were on the ground. They never looked at us again after that. So I think we went house saloons.
Absolutely, you do.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Legends.
I hope you bought tickets to one of the live shows. That was the House Saloons tour because that's now over. But you, I won't say you get free tickets, but you'd be welcome to buy one to the next tour.
You can come.
Incredible.
I love this.
Like, I mean, my auntie is MS. If I was to push her into a swimming pool in her wheelchair, I'd be arrested. So fair play to you. And not because we're not on talking terms, but you know what I mean? No, we are on talking terms. But that's like, I think, you having your own relationship with your brother where you know that that's fine. And yeah, I love it. I absolutely love that. And I think as well, by the way, too fucking right. If people are staring at you, give them something to stare at.
Completely.
Do you know what I mean?
And have your own fun, like unapologetically.
So I always do this. Oh no, I'm getting serious. I have this thing with Darren where like if people obviously come up and they ask her for her pictures and stuff. Mm. And some people recognise me, but like let's be completely real. 88% of it is people recognising her.
Yeah.
Maybe 85.
Okay.
Boy could be creeping to 70. Who knows? Time will tell. Rosie.
Oh.
Page one.
Oh.
Nevertheless, no, but you know what I mean? People come up, that's great. Mm. And people are lovely and all the rest. And particularly with the Dancing with the Stars stuff, it's so nice seeing her, you know, chat to kids and all the rest. But every now and then, you'll get weirdos who will they will try and film you without you knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, anybody, by the way, in the public eye or not, anybody is aware if someone's filming you. I don't know how people think they're being subtle because you are always aware of someone with the camera out.
You have to hold your phone in such an unnatural way.
Exactly.
You'd actually be better off just like taking it out.
1,000,000%. So it's always so obvious. In those situations, like there again, in pretty much every aspect of life is considerably more balanced than me. And, you know, knows how to react to things or respond rather than reacting. But if a phone is produced, that's when I'm like, I just want to go over and go, hey, you're all right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to take the picture for you? Are you okay there? Because that is like a level of invasion that I'm not comfortable with.
Completely.
Sorry, if somebody wants to get a picture, that's one thing. But somebody sneakily, and it's never a fan. Like, it's never done in a nice way.
Yeah.
It's always done in a way that you can tell is like, because it's the following. Like, we've had literally people like would follow you around a shop.
Mm.
It happened last year, and it's like, it's so weird. Don't get me wrong. There are absolutely times, like I remember being at Bloom or something, and there was a couple of like people go, "Oh, there's them gotta hit," and they take the phone out. That's whatever. I'm talking about somebody being like really weird, whatever.
Yeah.
But in those moments, I would love to go up to them and just go, "Excuse me, are you okay?" But then apparently that's not, apparently the whole do nothing is all, the Michelle Obama, when they go low, you go high, just do nothing. I find it very hard in life to do nothing.
It's that strange environment where it goes from, if someone asks you for a picture and they're polite and nice, it's actually one of the most lovely exchanges. And you know, it can be
if somebody just comes up and says, "Listen, my missus loves," like I get that a lot where people go, "My missus loves you." I'm like, "You know, you can like me too, Robin."
Niall.
I'm actually every man.
Niall. I'm actually sort of very much like, "Do you want to see the stats?" Because 43% of our listeners are male. So like, you could be one of them.
Yeah.
No, but you know, somebody comes up and they go, "My friend loves you." Fine. They don't, like, the encounters are fine. It's the fucking sneakiness. No, it's so weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Call out dysfunctional behaviour and do it in as brazen a way as you want.
But I suppose I call it out in a way that then it never looks good because, you know, then you're the guy who is... "Don't take my photo." And also, by the way, 9 times out of 10, they go, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
And then you're even worse. Do you know what I mean? It's like, he said I was taking a picture and he wasn't.
Mm.
And I wasn't. So, oh, God.
You can't win.
You can't win. But we're doing an okay job. We're making a good go of it.
Yeah.
And you know what? So are you, dear listener.
Oh.
If you're listening to this, I hope you have a great week. If you're listening to this and you need a bit of a pick-me-up, mm-hmm. I've got an idea.
Okay.
To the listener who sent in the story about the fluffy duck, this day next week, we're going to get you a new one. I think we should replace her fluffy duck.
Lovely.
Let's get her an absolutely massive yellow fluffy duck.
I love that.
And on the condition that she comes in to collect it.
Yes.
So get the photo up for social. Nevertheless, see you next week.